We are going to talk about cracking down on anyone in Wisconsin who assaults someone in the so-called knockout game during this first half of our State Capitol Report. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, December 2nd. Do you think Wisconsin needs tougher penalties to punish the knockout game attackers? Our guest lawmaker wants state prosecutors and law enforcement to vigorously and swiftly prosecute and punish anyone participating in this so-called knockout game, and will be monitoring the situation and is considering whether a penalty enhancer might be needed in the future. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Dean Crawford is a Republican state representative from Neenah, and he is urging prosecutors to be tough on cases of the so-called knockout game. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So, is this knockout game going on in Wisconsin, Representative Crawford?
Well, our research hasn't showed any instances yet here in Wisconsin. It's kind of, you know, what I've seen is news reports and national news reports, and went on the internet and kind of researched a little bit with my staff. And they talk about this happening in Milwaukee, but there's no documented case, I don't believe, but it is happening in the major cities around the country, and I wanted to bring some awareness to it. A lot of people had seen the national news stories, and that's how I became aware of it. And the viciousness of this, what the kids are, you know, so-called game, is what really kind of struck me. And so I just decided, hey, there's a couple components of this. Number one, it is the assault that the perpetrator does on the victim, but then there's also the second part of this, and they do it kind of for thrill. They have someone filming it, and then they put it on the internet. And so the second component, I think, is that prosecutors, law enforcement, legislators, we need to look at those people who are actually filming it and make sure that they're held responsible because they're acting in a conspiracy, and they need to be punished also if they're going to do this here in Wisconsin.
You know, for those who haven't seen the recent media coverage of the knockout game, the knockout game involves young people, sometimes teenagers, but sometimes in their 20s, who appear to be at least that age in the videotapes, who try to knock out random strangers on the street with one punch. That's the so-called game, you know, that with one punch can they knock someone out. And then somebody videotapes the attack and posts it on the internet. And I swear, Representative Crawford, we had some of these cases going on in Madison maybe even more than a year ago. Now, they might not have been videotaped, but I swear that around campus, around the downtown area, I remember seeing, you know, just little police blotter stories about this kind of thing happening. But I don't think it was videotaped, and maybe that's why it didn't quite get the attention that the recent ones are getting.
It's really gotten a lot of attention in the last week, you know, national news stories and that, and that's kind of what caught my attention. This is one of those things that, you know, sometimes it comes to you, you know, or a constituent brings it to you, and you say, you know what, we should maybe look at this in a proactive way instead of a reactive way like the legislature does many times, and you know, I don't know if legislation is going to be the answer. People have sent me emails already saying, you know, there's already laws on the books. There's assault, and that's true. But I think the awareness and sending a message to young people that hey, this is not going to be held as a child prank. This isn't funny. This is deadly in some cases. But the viciousness, if you watch the video, unsuspecting adults, you know, 9 times out of 10, where they come up and, you know, you don't see it coming, and it leads to some very serious injuries. And so we need to send a message to them that this isn't going to be tolerated, it's not fun and games, and that if you do this here in Wisconsin, you're going to be punished.
Yeah, we talked to a guest last week. He was a criminologist who said, like you, this is really not a game. This is a... this is an attack. But he also said, though, that the media are acting hysterical over this and that it isn't anything new. This has been going on for some time. And also, he said there are really relatively few cases that have been reported, so it's hard to establish any kind of pattern of attackers or victims. And I'm just wondering, what's your response? He thinks that maybe we're overdoing it, talking about this so-called trend, just because it's not really, I guess, he doesn't think it's some new trend.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since I've been a teenager, but I don't ever remember hitting, that rose to this level in the things that we did. I also don't, I've talked to young people, my daughter's age and that, and they don't ever remember anything like this. You know, there were fights amongst teenagers and things like that, but nothing as calculated and planned and as this. And it's usually, in the big cities, it's usually adults who are the targeted victims. And, what I've seen from news reports and that, we're still in the research area looking into it, seeing if it really is or if it is a media hype thing. But the fact is that it's happened around this country, and it's led to some serious injuries. So
yeah, so
it was something that I wanted to talk about.
And what are you calling on prosecutors and law enforcement officials to do about the knockout game right now? You're saying you're not proposing any new legislation, but what are you asking law enforcement to do?
Sure. Well, we're looking at penalty enhancers. We're looking at things that make sure that they fit under the statutes. One of the components that we want to look at closer is the accessories, the person who's many times filming it, making sure that, hey, they're part of the crime too, that prosecutors have the tools to make sure that they, are able to charge them appropriately. But it's also just kind of a message to prosecutors, to law enforcement, that this is serious business and that we shouldn't use kids' gloves, if and when this does come to Wisconsin, and that they should, look at this as for what it is. It's a very serious crime, and that we should prosecute them vigorously, send a message to the young people around here that, hey, you can't go around doing this because someone's going to get hurt. And if you do, you are going to get prosecuted, and the penalty is going to be severe. So there's that component of it, too. And I think, you can argue whether deterrent is proper at all or if it has any impact. But I do believe, talking to a lot of young people in that, in fact, this morning I'm going to a school and job shadowing a teacher in middle school and that, and it had nothing to do with this, but the fact is that I think the word gets around. And so if the word gets around and if they say, hey, this ain't, we're not going to juvie court for this. There's potentially going to adult court, adult penalties. They may not act.
We are talking with State Representative Dean Coffert of Neenah. We are talking about the so-called knockout game and how Representative Coffert wants to raise awareness on what's happening in other parts of the country. Is it happening in Wisconsin? It's not clear. However, he is calling on law enforcement to crack down on anybody that is involved in this so-called knockout game where groups of young people are picking random strangers on the street and then trying to knock them out with one punch while others in the group videotape the attack and post it on the internet. Representative Coffert is considering possible legislation to create penalty enhancers to increase the consequences of anyone convicted of a knockout game attack. What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. We are talking about the knockout game with Dean Cofford, a Republican state representative from Neenah, who is urging prosecutors to be tough on cases of the so-called knockout game. Coming up, by the way, after 7:30 here on our State Capitol Report, we are going to be talking with State Senator Tim Carpenter, who wants drunken driving legislation to be considered during an upcoming special session on health care. And I'm wondering, might as well ask you, Representative Cofford, if you think that the doesn't look like it's going to be a part of the special session on Badger Care and the Affordable Care Act, but do you think that the three bills that the Assembly passed to toughen drunk driving standards should be taken up in a special session?
Well, we're in on Wednesday, and so quite honestly, you know, it's Monday, Joint Finance Committee is meeting, and I would assume that in these three bills, I believe there's fiscal notes on two of the three bills, so that probably, you know, means that it's probably not going to happen because, you know, the governor's office, the Senate hasn't reacted up to this point, so there's still, you know, the process. It went through the Assembly, and, you know, the Senate, you know, has that opportunity to take them up. I believe the Senate probably, based upon, I think all three of them were pretty bipartisan bills.
Mm-hmm.
There's some more that are sitting out there that we didn't act on, and I would think that, you know, these three will probably, in January or February when we come back, will probably get looked at by the state Senate.
The special legislative session to deal with delaying the deadline for moving people off Badger Care and onto the federal exchanges will begin later in the week. There's been some mixed reaction from Republicans on how far back to push the delay. I believe Governor Walker says 3 months, and some say let's go month to month. What do you think should happen?
Yeah, I believe the 3 months window that we're looking at is probably where we're going to start, and that we're, you know, hopefully the federal government is going to get its act together. They're going to, you know, fix what needs to be fixed there so that these folks can transition to the you know, the private and the health care program that the federal government has set up. And so that three-month delay is going to cost us, I believe, about $18 million, although I saw some reports this weekend that it's also going to save the state in some ways. So, you know, the month-to-month is probably too tight a timeline. And so the 3 months seems fair to me, seems like adequate enough time to see what happens. And, you know, the bill that I looked at, we're going to caucus on it tomorrow, talk about it, but all indications are, I think, Republicans and Democrats are going to come together on this. There will probably try to be, you know, an effort to get people that are below the poorest of the poor who are scheduled to be able to access it on January 1st to add those additional people, you know, in. But I don't think, I don't know if that's going to happen at this point.
We have lots of callers on the knockout game issue that we are talking about. So let's go to the phones. Matt in Milwaukee. Hello, Matt.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I suppose my initial comment is that I'm just disappointed that this is a discussion. The guest stated that there are no known cases of this occurring, even to give this a name, the knockout game, is to just kind of succumb to the whole unfounded hysteria over it. This is not happening in our state. I live in the center of Milwaukee. This is not happening in our city. There are legitimate problems in the state that we can and should be discussing. And this is not one of them. This is a distraction from real questions, important questions. And, you know, it's this type of rumor mill, fear-mongering that I really don't expect from my government. Please address something important.
Yeah. Have you seen the videos of this around the country?
Yes, I have, and that's why I say that it's rumor mill.
Well, then it's not a myth. It's not a myth. It's not a rumor mill. This is actually happening.
Sir, it's not happening in our state. Is it happening in our state?
No. And I said, from what I, although the host said she heard about it happening in Milwaukee a couple of years ago. And the one thing, I've been in the legislature a long time. Many, many times, we as legislators, we're always reactive. We're always reacting to things. And so I think once in a while, being proactive in that is okay. And when you say that there's other problems happening, we're also dealing with them. We're dealing Wednesday with the Medicare problem. So we can juggle more than two balls at one time, quite, to be quite frank with you. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are important to a lot of different people. And, you know, I mean, I was a little concerned with, I agree with this part, you know, raising the awareness on one hand sometimes leads to, you know, people getting interested in it. So I was worried about that. So I agree with you there. But, you know, we can juggle more than one ball in the air at one time.
Yeah. And just for clarification, and I certainly don't want to be rumor-mongering at all. I was mentioning that in Madison, I remember some police blotter reports on what was believed to be perhaps some sort of gang initiation where teens were being accused of trying to knock people out, like just running up to them and punching them in the head and running away. So it was a similar type of activity, at least that did happen once or twice. I don't know if anybody was ever caught, and I don't believe that they ever put videotapes up about it.
Mm-hmm.
Rick in Grafton is with us. Hello, Rick.
Hello. I appreciate the legislator's work, by the way. It does make society a little safer. But on the other hand, the only laws that are followed are those that are law-abiding. Raising awareness, the people that obey the laws are aware of this. And the ones that really don't care about the law aren't even listening to your show, more than likely. And so I think that the government might want to get a program to show the penalty more, because the media, too, they constantly repeat the crime, but they don't repeat the people in the prison for doing the crimes. So I think there has to be more of an awareness on the punishment side as well. But again, if a person is not going to obey laws, they're not going to obey laws, whether it's gun control, the knockout assault, I won't use the other term. So I'd like some comments on that.
Well, thanks for those comments. And I think that, you know, you make a valid point. And, you know, making prosecutors and that, part of my, you know, reason for doing this was to at least send a message on that point. And, yeah, I mean, when they do the stories, they don't talk about the consequences. And many times I think people, young people especially, need to hear that. So I'm not, you know, I'm not going to disagree with that. That's another good reason to at least bring this up and to make people aware of really the serious consequences that could happen if you do that. You know, juveniles and young people's indiscretions and, you know, one mistake. In the legislature, I was there when we had to lock them up, throw away the key in the 90s. Now we're kind of, you know, going towards, you know, treatment instead of, you know, prison, and trying to, you know, get people earlier, spend money on prevention. And then, in some ways, I see this head that direction of just kind of warning people of the consequences. And don't make a stupid mistake like some kids are in other parts of the country. Don't bring it here to Wisconsin.
Well, Darlene on Facebook says, doesn't this already fall into the category of assault and battery, not to mention a hate crime? Where do they wish to go next with this new knockout game? I guess she thinks it's already on the books. It's just another version of the same crime.
Yeah, and I talked to some police officer friends of mine who said that, you know, if the perpetrators are caught, clearly you can, the person who throws the punch, you know, they're going to be able to charge them with something. My question to people is, should we be able to charge something even more severe? Should we have a penalty in there? But should we have minimum sentencing? Those types of things. Does this crime rise to that level? But then the second part, too, and the officers were less clear on that for me, on what about the person who's videotaping it for the thrill? Not just the person who, you know, comes across and sees it happening, but the person who's actually part of that. You know, it becomes a little less clear that they can charge them with something. And so they said, from that regard, it might be helpful for them to have a clearer statute, something to look at for those types of accessories to the crime, so to speak.
Katie from Hayward suggests a broader law that covers all misuses of video. She sees young people finding lots of ways to abuse social media and video technology, such as revenge porn, etc. Thinks a broader law will allow for us to react to new abuses that come about. We only have a minute before.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Well, you know, you got to be careful there. You don't want to sweep up everybody in a very, you know, wide-ranging law. And so you have to be careful. I mean, we have plenty of laws on the books now. And so that's why I'm going careful on this. This is why I didn't draft anything yet. This is why, you know, we brought it up for discussion. It's been a lively weekend. People on both sides telling me what they thought about this. At the fish fry Friday night, I had numerous older folks that being, you know, we're worried about, we saw this on TV. We're kind of nervous about this. So we're getting people to talk about it, which at least I think is a good thing.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dean Cofford is a Republican state representative from Neenah and talking with us about how he is urging prosecutors and law enforcement to get tough on cases of the so-called knockout game. We're going to check news, and then we're going to welcome in State Senator Tim Carpenter. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.